Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Steve Hunt. And today we'll be talking about the University of Alaska's Department of Theater and Dance production of M. Butterfly, the Tony Award-winning play by David Henry Hwang.
And here to talk about it, we have Jessica Jacobs, who's the director, and Alder Fletcher, who's acting in the play. And what part do you have, Alder?
Well, I have the...
He's an anti-protagonist? Is he an anti-hero?
It's complicated. I play in flashbacks the younger half of the main character, Daniel Gallimon. Not Daniel Gallimon.
Yeah, Rene Gallimon.
Daniel is the older half of Rene Gallimon.
Yeah, so this story was inspired by a newspaper account that the playwright read in the late 80s, which talked about a French diplomat who was taken to trial for espionage, only to discover that his Chinese lover of 20 years was not only a spy, but a man. So,
but who was performing as a woman in the
Asian
opera.
Right. So when this French diplomat was living in China, he met this Chinese opera diva who specialized in female roles, but he did not realize that female roles were often, if not exclusively, played by men. So his... David Henry Hwang does this amazing thing where he kind of deconstructs the very, very famous Italian opera by Puccini, Madame Butterfly, in light of this man's misperception or assumptions of culture when he's traveling in China.
So the M in M Butterfly could stand for Madame or for male.
Right. It's meant to be ambiguity.
Right.
Madame, Mademoiselle, Monsieur.
Mm-hmm. So, exactly, right.
Yeah. So that's one of the wonderful twists in this play.
There's also a lot of those plays about espionage as well, about spying. Mm-hmm. How does that fit into the play in terms of the opera? Or does it?
That's less. That's more the contemporary account. We're experiencing Gallimard's blinded by his own stereotypes and perception, living out the fantasy of being Pinkerton from Puccini's Madame Butterfly, where he wins this, quote, lotus flower and gets to live out that fantasy. And the twist in our more modern play is to discover, well, it's our play is set against the backdrop of the Cultural Revolution, which is also a wonderful place to be because at the time when this is taking place in real life and in this play, it's the Reign of 100 Flowers when Chairman Mao is encouraging everyone to speak their minds right before, bam, everything imperialist is suddenly wrong, wrong, wrong. And that was the end of Chinese opera for 10 years because it was promoting the emperor and imperialism instead of the proletariat, the common people. So our character of Song Li Ling, the Chinese opera star, is caught up in that transition between it's okay to be in the Chinese opera and it is a crime to portray these characters in the Chinese opera. So concurrently, we're experiencing all these political changes in China, which is not to say it's not a funny play, Alder.
No, it has.
That has got to be one of the most bizarre transitions I've ever seen in my life.
Well, I don't want it to sound, you know, pedantic because the play itself is a riot.
It is. It's not to say levity, but it's got a certain amount of tongue in its cheek throughout. There are moments that on paper might not seem might not strike someone as funny, but when they're being acted out and played on stage, they're often humorous and occasionally farcical.
Well, that makes sense because quite often just reading something doesn't, you don't realize how funny it really is when it's acted. Mm-hmm. And so reading plays isn't always as effective as seeing them.
Mm-hmm. Which is why we have this show being performed by the very capable cast and crew at UAA. So, Alder, tell us a bit about how you have approached this part, how you've prepared for this part.
Well, Gallimard is a very interesting character, and as we've sort of glossed over, the play's structure is somewhat unconventional. We have the present character of Gallimard, played by actually a different person. And my part in the play is acting out his memories, his in a sort of flashback sort of sense.
Yeah, his younger, more naive self.
Right. Which, being as I am young and naive, has been somewhat eye-opening for me. And I'm actually able to bring quite a few of my own experiences to the table as the younger Gallimard.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, Alder Fletcher and Jessica Jacob, talking about UAA's upcoming production of M. Butterfly.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that that Anchorage audiences don't get to see very often is that we have references and moments of true Chinese opera style movement, Jinju movement, as well as some true Japanese movement styles. And really, you know, our objective is to delineate these two, because so often, you know, non-American cultures can get grouped together ineffectively or inaccurately. So we're going to try from time to time to point out the differences that the character of Gallimard was accidentally bleeding together as well, because he was applying the Madame Butterfly, which is a 1900 Italian perception of the Orient, of Japan, on this Chinese culture. So we're trying to kind of pick those things apart and untangle them as well. And that's part of the story that Huang was saying, with the supposition, how could this possibly happen where this man was involved for 20 years with another man and had no idea? So was that he was grouping cultures as well, and blinded by his expectations, preconceived notions.
And Jessica, anybody who knows you have a background in Asian mm-hmm. theater, various forms of Asian theater, so mm-hmm. you're bringing some of your expertise to the show. Can you talk a little bit about that, about your background? And you've already mentioned something about that, but just how you're bringing that to this show.
Sure. I have a Master of Fine Arts in Asian Theater Performance, and it is such a wonderful and rare opportunity to get to use my training here. It's fantastic. I'm very excited. I'm incorporating some of the training that I got in Jinju, which is one of the many, many forms of Chinese opera, but the one that I specialized in my training. We'll be having a water sleeve dance, which you may have seen the modern manifestations in something like House of Flying Daggers or the Olympics. Ours is more traditional. We're walking a thin line between authentic and theatrical. So, for example, our water sleeves fabric won't be the literal fabric, because you do change things and elevate them on stage to make the most out of them. And then we're having another moment where we go to Japan, and we're not going to see Puccini's Japan just for a glimpse. We're going to see authentic Japan, and we have a dance that's based on my training in Nihon Buyo. And some of the movement styles will also come from Kabuki and Kyogen. It's just a great opportunity to showcase some of these things to an audience that may not get to see it very often.
How wonderful.
Yeah.
Having been to both Japan and China, this this is very exciting for me.
Yeah, come visit for a little snippets.
Well, we've let something of the cat out of the bag here, in that there are two actors playing the same part. So that brings up a question for Alder here. The other actor who's playing the other part of your character is Daniel Alvarez-Lamp. Have you worked with him to sort of explore how the same character could be performed by two actors? Have you worked with, the background of your naivety and his experience to sort of portray the same character?
We have a bit. There's quite a bit of, there's 20 years of difference between the Gallimard that I portray and the Gallimard that Daniel portrays. And we've explored a little bit how naivete turns into cynicism, basically. And it's not an easy transition. So it's been my job to sort of bridge that gap between the Gallimard at the beginning of the flashbacks and the Gallimard as we approach becoming Daniel's Gallimard, and the changes that have happened within my Gallimard on the way to Daniel's Gallimard.
Sounds fascinating, but unfortunately, we've run out of time. And I want to thank you both for coming, Alder Fletcher And Jessica Jacob, who's the director, Alder is the actor in the upcoming production at UAA of M. Butterfly.
Thank you for being on Stage Talk.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And now, here's a Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org.
This is the last weekend to see Cyrano Theater Company's production of Jihad Jones and the Kalashnikov Babes by Yusuf Elgindi. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
It's also the last weekend to see the Alaska Theater of Youth's offering of Anne of Green Gables and the Magical Adventures of Merlin at the Sydney Lawrence Theater. For times of plays and tickets, go to centertix.net or call 263-ARTS.
It's the last weekend to see another show up in Wasilla. It's the Valley Performing Arts production of Pollyanna. Show times are Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195. Or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
At Anchorage Community Theater, you can see A Thousand Clowns by Herb Gardner opening tonight and running through March 30th. Performances are on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7 and Sunday at 3. Tickets are available at actalaska.org or call 868-4913.
There's a new theater company in town, Synesthesia Artist Collective, and they are presenting the debut of Wendy McLeod's The House of Yes, a fantastical theatrical drama about an affluent 1960s family. The show runs March 7th, 8th, and 9th at Alaska Pacific University's Grant Hall. Tickets are available at the door or at brownpapertickets.com. For more information, connect at facebook.com/synarts. That's spelled S-Y-N-A-R-T-S.
Anchorage Opera's production of Die Winterreise will show at the Wilde Marston Theater on March 12th to 16th, with performances Wednesday through Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 4. For tickets, go to centertix.net or call 263-ARTS.
And finally, UAA Theater's production of the Tony Award-winning play M. Butterfly by David Henry Hwang opens on March 21st and runs through April the 6th. Performances are Fridays and Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 3. For tickets and information, call 786-4849. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.